how do I begin investing? Do I need an advisor? As a beginner, can I use an app? Are there different kinds of investing? Well, these are the kind of questions that I had. And before I even wanted to begin investing, I wanted to try to get some answers. So I sat down with 24-year-old chemist Sam Harrelson. And I can't wait for you to meet Sam, because he has this gift for talking to you about these lofty ideas and things that can be intimidating that are surrounding the issue of investing in just very relatable terms and in a real just unassuming and low-key manner. If you're interested in investing and you want to get started, but you want to learn some of the basics, then this week's episode is for you. Stay tuned. You are 24 years old, a chemist, and here this afternoon to talk to me a little bit about investing. So thank you and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Sam, I wanted to ask you a little bit about investing, because so many of us really want to get into this and we don't know exactly how. And a couple of times you've said to me that you'd be more than happy to kind of help me and tell me how to do this and kind of how to get started. And so I think I'd really like to know first how you got started in this. Sam, how did you start to get into investing, and how did this begin for you?
So first off, I would like to say that there's probably no better time to get into investing than right now. I got started around a year ago this time when the pandemic first started. My ideology on investing, I didn't know anything about stocks at the time, and I decided that I would start investing because I looked at the stock market one day and saw that everything had crashed from the pandemic, all the restrictions were being put in place, and from a value perspective, it looked like there wasn't much more opportunity for stocks to go down versus up. So I decided from a long-term perspective, it would be best to invest when they're lowest and just kind of ride out the uptrend. So I would say there are probably two main types of investing. There's type one, where you pretty much just look at the fundamentals of a company and you invest based on whether or not you think the company will succeed. And on the other end, there is a more technical side of investing where it's more of an analytical approach, I would say, to buying and selling shares of a stock. And I would say that it's more short-term investing than the fundamental version. And it relies mostly on your ability to look at the price of a stock and recognize trends and patterns and trade the stock over a shorter period of time than you normally would over a long-term investing approach.
Now, when you think about these differences like you've described, I guess I wonder, and I'd love to hear more about this. It makes me wonder, are there different kinds of, I don't know, apps or things that you can use if you kind of want to go towards one type of investing over another type? And if so, can you tell us a little bit about those apps? And also, Sam, what apps do you use, and are there any that you would recommend for maybe a beginner?
So I use the main two apps that I use Fidelity and I use Webull. Both of those are, in my opinion, very good investing apps. I would always recommend, though, to look at all of the apps that are available and pick one that suits what you enjoy the most. And I chose Fidelity originally because they do not have any commission fees. So when you are buying or selling shares of a stock, you do not have to pay any extra money to the brokerage. And that was one of the main things that appealed to me when choosing Fidelity. So I mainly use Fidelity for a more long-term fundamental investing approach. And then I use Webull, on the other hand, for a more of a technical-sided approach where I'm looking at more than just the basis of the company, and I'm looking at more Webull, in my opinion, provides more technicality than Fidelity does. But both are great apps. I would recommend both of them. And some other ones that I actually don't use that I would also recommend are TD Ameritrade has a great app and service. And that would probably be another good one. But I would always recommend to look at everything available and pick what really suits you and your style of investing.
Right. Well, sometimes I notice with apps that I can get an app and it'll like offer me an upgrade, or just I can pay extra and have a more, I don't know whether it's advanced or more personalized. And I guess I'm wondering, the apps that you've mentioned that you use, do you use the standard, or is it pretty much like, no, you pay an amount and you get the full service? There aren't different levels.
There are some apps that are like that, but the ones that I use, you are just the app. You download it and it's ready to go. You don't have to pay for any specific premium prices for extra add-ons. It's pretty much just, it comes and you get what you get, so.
Awesome. Now, Sam, what about someone like me who really, really is a novice and wants to educate myself a little bit before I even get started? Do you have any advice for someone who really is interested but really doesn't have much of a background at all? And can you tell us whether or not for you there was any particular method or manner that you used when you decided that you wanted to get more interested and involved?
There wasn't, I wouldn't say, a particular method involved, but I mostly did a lot of my research online. I looked at YouTube. YouTube was very helpful in looking at watching the different videos, and any questions that I had about the stock market or how stocks really work in general, the answer is pretty much on YouTube. And I would be able to find videos that would answer questions but then raise more questions, but then I would also have videos that would answer those questions. So it was very easy with the plethora of information that is on the internet for me to answer the majority of the questions that I have. So I would say that definitely the internet is a great tool, especially YouTube and YouTube videos, to understand how the stock market works, the different approaches that you can use to investing, and maybe you could use that as a tool to figure out what types of investing work for you, or what approaches or strategies are the best for any individual person.
I love that we are in an era where there are just countless ways online that you can educate yourself. And if there's something you want to learn about, you can actually learn about it. So that's awesome advice. Well, Sam, let me ask you this. From a political perspective, do you have any advice for whether or not you can actually take a look at the president and who's in power in office right now and use that kind of awareness to translate into investment decisions? And for that matter, Sam, Do you have any advice that you can give somebody like me or someone who's especially interested in investing but really just getting started and maybe imparting something that you could advise us?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that with reference to political agendas, I think that depending on who is the current president or party in power, they always have different areas that they would like to prioritize. So, for example, whether it's renewable energy or oil and gas, there's always a sector of the stock market that will be profitable under any president, but you just kind of have to look into their background and what they prioritize in and the laws that they have previously passed or will pass, and what types of sectors that would affect in the stock market as a whole. And I think it's really important to do research like that because an election only happens every 4 years. So it's important to have that information available so you can invest in certain sectors no matter who's president. So you can have investment options whether the election goes one way or the other. So I think it's good to cover your bases on all of that. And for any general, just if I could give any advice to start out investing, I would say try to not get too overwhelmed with the short-term progress of what you've invested in. I think it's easy to get flustered or stressed out when something you've invested in goes down. But the one strategy that has been proven over the entire history of the stock market is that if you buy and hold stocks, that has the highest success rate of returning money. So I would say that getting overwhelmed or frustrated at a short-term progress of a stock, I would say not to do that and just kind of invest and let it run its course and don't get too fixated on the short term and more fixated on the long term. So,
thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always great to talk to you.
Everybody, thanks for listening. That was Sam Harrelson and advice for beginners on investing. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Legalese. I called it Legal Tender. If you did, you can listen to other episodes of Legalese on any of the major platforms that are used for listening to podcasts. You can also learn more about me by visiting www.tracycoxlaw.com. Or if you're interested in the power of purchase, you can visit www.shoplikeyoucare.com. You can also follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Tracy Cox Law or Tracy Dulce Mejia. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me again next time.